thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for
having us. Are we actually doing the interview now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I just hit record. I'll edit it down. I'll take out all the good stuff.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning. I read in the bio, it sounds to me like, I don't know, it sounds to me like a love story. And viewers seem to love it as media like Prince William and Kate Middleton. Those are all the reviews I read. Everybody loves you. You met at a bar, the Cavern. Marty, Rusty wrote you a song, and in a way he wrote you a song. And Rusty and Marty sang it beautifully. That's how I'm telling the story. But could you guys go back and tell it your way?
I'd say it's more of a musical love story.
It's less romantic when we tell it, but Rusty, you take the floor.
Okay, yeah. So I was like hammered at the Cavern behind the soundboard. No, I did sound at the Cavern and still do sometimes. And Marty's band, The Solutions, was playing there regularly, still does. And Marty has a great voice. So I wrote a Motown song, her Motown cover band. I wrote a Motown song for her to sing on. And she came down and we worked on the melody and lyrics together.
Yeah, and I only had like an hour.
Yeah, and it turned out great. And then I helped her demo one of her songs. And then from there, it was obviously a good match of musical styles. And so we ended up making a whole record.
Which were those songs?
Say You was the first one.
I think Hummingbird was the second.
Yeah, Say You, which is the first song on the record, was the one she asked me to demo. The Motown song isn't an Imaginary City song. Her Motown cover band actually plays that, and it fits right in.
Yeah.
When did you first perform for an audience together?
That was in April?
No, it was May. May was our first show ever.
Oh, yeah, we recorded the thing in April.
Where was it?
The album. It was at the Cavern, underneath the Toad in Osborne.
Did you how a lot fitting. Of our time. How
did you get a good response? Were you surprised?
Yeah.
It was great. Well, I mean, all of our family and friends came out.
Yeah. But whether we were good or not, everyone was super supportive.
It was awesome.
And there's a capacity of like 4 or 5 people in there, so it looked really packed.
No, it always is packed in the Cavern. That's an awesome first gig, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's perfect.
When did you first play outside of Winnipeg?
North by Northeast.
Yeah, it would have been June in Toronto for North by Northeast. We had some good shows. Played at the Mod Club out there.
Mm-hmm. And the Horseshoe.
And the Horseshoe. Mm-hmm. Both good shows.
Yeah. And you also played with the Deers in Montreal. Did you get to talk to them, rub shoulders?
Yeah, they were super nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Deers, so that was pretty awesome. And afterwards, I sheepishly thanked them for letting us play. And then they said that they had chosen us to play with them.
What do you mean sheepishly?
Because I was starstruck, I guess. I don't know. I was like, oh, thanks so much for letting us play with you guys. And he said, hey, we wanted you guys to play with us. So it was nice.
Yeah, I didn't really say much. I just kind of laughed.
Yeah.
Because I do that when I'm nervous. Thanks.
Do you have any other projects going? First, Marty?
Besides Imaginary Cities? Well, there's still The Solutions, but I haven't really been able to do that. Been pretty busy with this band over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, no other side projects.
But what were you doing before Cities?
The Solutions and waitressing.
Well, that's always good. Everybody loves it.
And that's not a song I wrote. An actual
Solutions
job
and waitressing.
Yeah.
Winnipeg knows a little bit of you, Rusty, from The Waking Eyes and Weaker Thins. Are you happy with this new project?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this is great. I haven't been excited about a project like this in a long time. I mean, The Waking Eyes were around for about 9 years. Still kind of are lingering here and there, but the excitement of a fresh band that's got some sort of fresh buzz, ado, I guess. And it's exciting. And still doing some Weaker Than stuff. We're actually, Imaginary City's actually opening for the Weaker Thens at the BERT on the 18th of December. So that'll be a fun night. Yeah, I'm really excited. We're really busy. We've been touring tons. So it's great.
How far have you been east and west?
West, we went all the way to Vancouver.
Victoria,
actually.
And Montreal, and then, I think, is as east of as we've been.
And we're going to go there again, right away.
But we're going super east in January to Germany and Switzerland and France. Yeah.
And one some place in Italy, Milan.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
Marty says yes.
I don't believe everything Marty says, though.
Well,
unless she sings it, then it's like, oh, I believe it.
We're going to Milan.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
So we're going to Milan.
Is this more than you've ever expected? You're going to Milan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when
I always knew I'd be world famous.
No, when I started doing music, which was about 3 years ago, I remember talking to my parents and saying, like, I'll give myself a year every year and say, if it doesn't move forward, then I'm out because it won't feel like I'm doing what I want to do. And then, but every year it's gone forward and forward. But I kind of expected that, like, I would be actually doing the touring and going to Europe like 10 years down the road and that it would take way longer, but here I am. So
it's really nice. That was beautiful.
I severely enjoyed it. Brought a tear in my eye.
I love.
Rockstar dream. So when you're touring, what do you travel in?
A big van. Big 15-passenger van, I guess.
It sounds like a sexy van.
It's
got
a
DVD player.
DVD player on the dash as well, which is illegal. the DVD player is in the CD slot, but a screen comes out of it for the dash, and when you put it into drive, it's supposed to not work. But whoever we rent the van from, I'm not going to name names. There's a toggle switch that when it's in park, if you toggle it 6 or 7 times while the brake's in, you can watch movies while you drive.
I was gonna.
Not that I glance maybe once every 5 minutes, but mostly I'm listening.
I was gonna ask what you listen to while you're driving, but what do you watch?
We listen to movies. We watched about 30 movies on this last trip we were on. It was great.
Yeah.
Except by the end, we were just watching the crap that was skipped Body over every time. Yeah.
What were the best?
Best movies?
That Perfume one was.
That was really good,
messed with my mind.
Yeah, it's a movie called Perfume that's really good. It's about this guy who makes perfume and he tries to capture the essence of woman. So he has to kill all these women and then cover them in cow fat and soaks up their essence. And then he cuts off their hair after they're dead. And
yeah, so that was my favorite.
Yeah. It was beautiful. No, actually, it's a really good movie.
It actually
somehow it's romantic.
It does some hot things in it for like 5 seconds. So
and
credibility.
Where do you stay when you're away? Do you get put up in nice hotels? Or
No. We stay with friends as often as we can because there's 5 of us and, you know, one hotel room is cheaper than 2. Otherwise, we're all staying in one hotel room with a cot, and it's pretty tight, but, you know, we get by. At least one person tends to know somebody in whatever city we're in, and we can stay with friends.
You just toured with Rural Alberta Advantage.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's right.
You said it right.
Yeah, I had to say it a little slowly.
It's a hard name to say.
Really hard.
We just called them Ra.
Ra.
All right.
Did you enjoy touring with them?
Yeah,
it was
for
an
sure.
Awesome tour.
Yeah. Fun.
We like really got to know the other band, Pepper Rabbit, that was on second out of the 3 of us, and they were awesome. They're from LA, right? From
yeah. Yeah, somewhere in California, SoCal.
Yeah, it was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Double Down or Double Patty?
Ooh, well, I have yet to try the Double Down.
I don't eat
but burgers. I'm curious. So. I'm curious. It depends. Double Patty I don't usually go for unless it's the double cheeseburger from McDonald's, which was on the cheap menu, but now it's the McDouble, which is only one slice of cheese instead of 2.
Good question.
The double cheeseburger is like $1.69 instead of $1.39. But otherwise, 2 patties tends to be too much. But I really want to try this Double Down, which has far fewer calories than a Big Mac and a Whopper, so I've read, but a lot more sodium. So it Not that I know what I'm talking about or am passionate about this subject at all, but I can't wait to try the Double Down personally. Have you tried it?
Nope.
Are you gonna?
Nope.
Oh. Marty?
No. Double. And oh. No.
Cool. Well,
I'll write up a report. I haven't had a burger since I was 12 years old.
Well, I'll go to KFC.
Well, the Double Down
right
isn't really a burger.
And watch it.
It's two chicken patties surrounding bacon and cheese.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's like a bacon and cheese burger.
That's KFC. That's KFC.
Yes,
right?
Marty. It's KFC. Everyone knows the Double Down. You cute little Marty.
Not everybody. Well, obviously, I knew it, but.
Yeah, but it's not really a burger. It's bacon and cheese. With two pieces of chicken as the bun.
Oh, that sounds awful. That's terrible.
Is it? How many have you had?
Touché. Touché. Next question.
The Albert or the Pyramid?
That's a tough one, too.
They're so different. Well, I have played the Pyramid more than the Albert. My first time playing at the Albert was like a few months ago, and I really liked it. It was actually awesome.
Yeah, I think the Pyramid, if it's
empty,
full,
it's really empty.
Yeah, if it's full, if the question is full Albert or full Pyramid, full Pyramid.
Oh yeah.
Better sight lines and just nice big square. It's great.
And the lights, I gotta love the lights at the Pyramid.
Mm. Are there crazy lights?
Yeah. I guess so.
There's those projector things on the wall. Yeah. That turn.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gin or vodka?
Gin.
It's vodka. Ooh. It's on.
That's my drink.
That's why we get one of each on the rider. So, I'm kidding.
And Toronto or Montreal?
I haven't spent enough time in Montreal to be able to make that kind of decision, but I like Toronto.
Yeah. I think Montreal is probably considered the cooler city, right? But I do spend way more time in Toronto. No more people there, too. Toronto.
And I guess I will be able to ask in the future, Europe or Canada?
Wow.
It's a tough one.
I love Europe. I've had some great memories there. But that was like traveling in Canada. It's just I'm so comfortable here that I can't help but take it for granted.
Yeah, I think... If you're asking where I want to live for the rest of my life, Canada. But everyone loves visiting Europe.
Do you like playing here at home in Winnipeg?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
Really, you don't?
Hometown shows feel weird.
I love it.
You end up like recognizing everybody in the crowd and knowing them from somewhere, and it's always your mom and your dad and your
it's a
friends.
Comfort.
I don't know. I feel way more uncomfortable playing in front of people I know so well than strangers that I'll never see again. But I love Winnipeg, though. Don't get me wrong. I've got it on my arm, for Christ's sake. Come on. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? Christ's sake.
You just said it.
Yeah. Twice.
I guess we're going to play us a song?
Yeah. We're going to play a new song.
Yeah. We haven't done this on the radio yet.
Yeah.
So just one time through on the first time. Okay. You guys ready for us? Sure. Okay.
It's a shame, tapping on my window pane. It's a shame, never goes away. It's a shame, oh, but it's a gentle rain. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, shame, shame. We're the same, wonder why we go insane. We're the same, that's just how we're made. We're the same, oh, but in a different way. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, shame, shame. Sweet young lover, undercover, hiding each other, those young lovers, only ones who know. I would dive into your love, and I would go as deep as my lungs would let me, if I tapping on my window pane. It's a shame, never goes away. It's a shame, oh, but it's a gentle rain. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, shame, shame. shame. We're the same. Wonder why we go insane. We're the same. That's just how we're made.